Walker was asked last week at the Conservative Political Action Conference how he would deal with threats such as ISIS if he becomes president. Walker referenced his last clash with unions, saying that if he could take on 100,000 protesters, he could do the same across the world. Many in the crowd Saturday carried signs saying, "I'm not a terrorist," and some of the speakers called Walker out, including Wisconsin Education Association Council President Betsy Kippers.
"I stand before you as a proud teacher and union member, not as a terrorist. In school, what they are doing, we would call it bullying. And we will not stand for it."
An assembly committee will hear testimony on the right to work bill today, starting at 10. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio. Among the most fiery speakers at a frigid rally on the steps of the Capitol Saturday was Teamster Bill Carroll, who said this bill was written by a secret society of businesses that has nothing but contempt for working people. Right-to-work laws ban mandatory union dues at private sector businesses. Carroll said that undermines unions and makes it harder for them to stand up to management.
"This legislation, which is a lie that is covered by a thin cloak of a claim of worker freedom, when we remove this cloak and see the bill for what it is, you see the body of labor suffering the death of 1,000 cuts, one scab at a time."
Carroll said he expected the bill would become law, and once that happened, unions would need to educate people who might otherwise not pay their dues. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.